A grim milestone for gas prices. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. Many Americans are already paying more than $5 for a gallon of gas, but overnight, the national average topped $5, according to AAA.
California's state average is the highest, $6.43 a gallon. Mississippi's $4.52, the lowest. Many reasons for it, including higher summer demand, lower supply because of the ban on Russian oil imports, and reduced refinery capacity.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Soaring inflation keeps getting the better of the Biden administration. The president says he's doing all he can as he lays blame on Russia.
We've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
Republicans argue White House policies are fueling inflation. A bipartisan group of senators hasn't done it yet, and now a group of governors is trying to reach consensus on guns.
The Republican chair of the National Governors Association and the Democratic vice chair say they're forming a bipartisan task force to come up with recommendations on stopping mass shootings. Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas and Governor Phil Murphy of New Jersey wrote the White House saying that task force will work to, quote, keep our schools and communities safe in a manner that is consistent with the demands of the American people.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. There has been a deep partisan divide on guns, so it's unclear what the group will come up with. Another chilling development in Ukraine. Russian forces are said to be using anti-ship weapons in eastern Ukraine that have the potential to cause mass casualties. Officials say those warheads are highly inaccurate when used in ground attacks and can cause severe collateral damage. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A legal victory, at least temporarily, for the families of transgender children in Texas.
Last month, the Texas Supreme Court said the State Department of Family and Protective Services could resume investigating families who get their children gender-confirming medical care. Governor Greg Abbott equated the medical care with child abuse and directed welfare agencies to investigate. Attorneys for three families said they were notified the investigations would resume after the Supreme Court ruling. Now, Austin-based Judge Jan Seufer has issued a temporary restraining order stopping the investigations after a new lawsuit was filed by the ACLU and Lambda Legal. Her ruling also applies to the three families who are being investigated. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A punishing heat wave across Texas and the Southwest will impact tens of millions of Americans this weekend.
First, I want to remind folks that our reality here in Harris County and really throughout the nation in many ways is weather emergencies, extreme weather, is becoming more and more common and more of a new normal we have to get used to.
Lena Hidalgo is a judge in Harris County, Texas. Heat records could be broken in dozens of cities.
Google reports excessive heat warning is a breakout search on the site. The tech company seeing an uptick in U.S. searches for how long does it take to get over heat exhaustion.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. A wildfire in New Mexico that has scorched 500 square miles is at the center of a lawsuit. 50 residents are suing the U.S. Forest Service for failing to provide information about the government's role in starting the fire. The government admits two prescribed burns to clear out brush and small trees. Those fires ended up merging, creating the largest wildfire in New Mexico's history. The Forest Service hasn't commented on the lawsuit. Pam Husso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.